Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well.
Good news.
This is a prediction that we made on this channel all the way back in November, where we were talking about how the new Scariant could be the end of the pandemic. It doesn't mean that the Cerveza sickness goes away. It's just the end of the pandemic. For a variety of reasons, we talk about the transmissibility, how mild it is, and it basically acts as the medicine that we were trying to create but couldn't. And that takes us down another rabbit hole as to whether this was a white hat operation. Who knows? Maybe it just evolved, and the probability of that's rather low, but it's still there. Who knows how it got here? We can talk about that on a different video. But we were talking about, all the way back in November, how this could be the end of the pandemic. And looking at it from a standpoint of the politicians, it actually made sense, because we always say on this channel, you know, the politicians have an insatiable lust for power and control. They are sociopaths. That is 100% true, along with the global elite, of course. But they, in order to implement or to continue to usurp power and control, they have to be in office. And sure, you can rig elections and all these things. But I don't really, if there is that many people who hate what they do, I think in their minds, they need to change course or change the narrative and then maybe go back to it in the future. I mean, they've had a huge win here. Let's be honest. Look at 2020 and 2021. They have had a huge win. If your objective is to condition people, if your objective is to usurp power, control, micromanage society at large, 2020 and 2021 were banner years for you. So now I think they kind of take some of the chips off the table. You look at the polling numbers for Biden, and they're absolutely terrible. And I would assume that a lot of these politicians are going in the same direction. So you got to think about it from their standpoint. If they continue to do things that are unpopular, the probability is that they get reelected continues to decrease. And from their standpoint, that's not good. So what do you do? How do you not piss off your constituents? What's your out, right? What's your lifeline? Well, it's this last Scariant, where you can say that you're quote unquote following the science, and therefore you're taking back the mandates, the restrictions, the this and that. Basically, life goes back to 2019. And in the way I see it is the politicians would call the people in the media that they're cozy with and say, listen, we need to change the narrative. Pronto. And then the media says, how can we do this without looking stupid? Okay, we'll have to do it gradually. And then the message gets out to the other people that are in cahoots with the global elite, maybe the Gates types, and say, hey, Bill, got to change the narrative. Yeah, got it. How should we change the messaging? Let's do X, Y, and Z next time you're interviewed. Okay, check. 10-4. And then same thing goes out to the CEOs that are, let's say, under the influence of the World Economic Forum and the IMF, and say, hey, guys, we got to change the messaging because we need to reverse course, or else we're not going to get elected. And if we don't get reelected, then we are not going to be able to implement our objectives for, let's say, 2030. And we were talking about this, guys, on this channel way back in November. It seemed to make a lot of sense. And now, of course, we're seeing that played out. The one thing I'd also like to mention, that when I say it's amazing in the last 2 years how, when I've come out and just kind of looked at things through the lens of common sense and said, hey, we might have this in the future, how every single time I get called a tinfoil hatter or a conspiracy theorist, every single time. And I'm no genius, just any of us just using common sense can come to that conclusion. I'm sure many of you came to the exact same ideas on your own. But yet, 9 out of 10 times, exactly what we're talking about on this channel, it comes to fruition. And it's bizarre. You would think that those people that keep calling you tinfoil hatters would stop calling you a tinfoil hatter after the 100th time that you've just hit the nail on the head and got it right. You get something right 99 out of 100 times, and you would think that those people that are calling you a conspiracy theorist might hold back and say, well, wait a minute here. Maybe this guy or gal is onto something.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
Let's get into the article, guys, right here. Zero Hedge. Pfizer CEO predicts life on Earth will return to quote-unquote normal in the spring. Just a few days ago, Gates shared some of his revised thoughts on the cervasis sickness and the trajectory that the new scariant has left us. Several weeks after warning that the new scariant heightened infectiousness, and that might send the cervasis sickness into overdrive, and I remember Gates saying that, seems like now he's coming out and saying, well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of true. But also now that what we're learning is that this may give you more antibodies, and therefore this may enter its endemic stage more quickly, according to Gates. And again, I want to be very clear. If you would have said this even back in November, you would have been potentially deplatformed. This would have been considered misinformation. And if you guys have been watching the videos that I've done today, 48% of Democrats would have said that you should be imprisoned or that you should be fined for saying something to the effect that this new scariant could give you antibodies that could result in us moving into the endemic phase or stage more quickly. But now all of a sudden, that not only is that the stuff that was misinformation just a month ago or a month and a half ago now is just mainstream. It's bizarre. It's like we don't, the mainstream media doesn't care about truth, obviously. But what do they care about? It's like if the right people say something, then it's truth. But we have to wait until the right people, the approved people, say something. Because so we're focusing on the individual talking. We're not focusing on the facts, the data, the truth, quote unquote, the science, if you will. It's bizarre. It's like someone like Chris Martinson can come in and say this months ago or a month and a half ago, and he gets demonetized. Well, now all of a sudden, if Gates says it, then you're like, oh, yeah, that's the science. What? How was this disinformation a month ago, and now all of a sudden it's science? What's changed? Nothing. The only thing that's changed is the people that are stating what seems to be obvious. Moving on here, my main point is we're really seeing the mainstream media and the elites just completely do a 180 here. Why is that? I think it's because the politicians know they cannot win, or the probability of them winning is very low on this platform. And I think the global elites know that this process takes time. You can't just, if they have this objective for 2030, let's say, it's not going to happen overnight. So, and I think they realize that if you push things too quickly, if you push things too far, then people are going to rebel. And you're going to see a revolution on your hands there. And you want to cook the frog slowly, because if you just boil the water and drop the frog in, he's going to jump right out. I think they know this, and I think this is why they're backing up. Okay, we've pushed things too far. Now let's back up for a while. Let's let society, the people, take a deep breath, and then let's regroup and let's come at them with the next crisis. I think that's kind of what's going on here. So this view that the pandemic might finally be over, 2 years of suffering has become increasingly popular as of late. Here you see the BBC talking about it. And this person, that Professor Julian Hiscox, chairman at Liverpool, University of Liverpool, we're almost there. It's now the beginning of the end, at least in the UK. I think life in 2022 will be almost back to before the surveys of sickness. And the Pfizer CEO saying the exact same thing to the French media. He says that while he expects the surveys of sickness to continue to circulate, so you're not eradicating it, you're just getting rid of the, it's just not a pandemic anymore. So it just goes, we just treat it like we treat the flu back in 2019. It continues to circulate for many years to come. He expects future waves won't cause the types of restrictions that people have become used to over the last 2 years. Life will return to normal in the spring. So I think this has a lot more to do with these midterm elections in the United States than health, quote unquote, or science. But I mean, I think we should have been taking this approach, obviously, since the very beginning. You guys know that. I think we should have left it up to people to decide what they want to do. And hopefully we move into that stage in the spring, like these folks are saying, that we just let people decide for themselves. Imagine that, what they want to do regarding the health of for themselves and their family. And here he's saying we will soon be able to resume a normal life. It's just amazing that they can come out and say this. And if you're the wrong person saying this, it's disinformation. If you're the right person saying this, well, then it's science. That's the world we live in today. And boy, oh boy, that's a dangerous, dangerous place to be. And here, I think they really hit the nail on the head. Let me highlight this. This is what I think is going on behind the scenes. With his approval rating at all-time low, Biden better hope the likes of Borla and Gates are correct. Ending the surveys of sickness pandemic might be the only thing that could help Biden regain some support among the tired and frustrated American electorate. And like I said earlier, I think that's really what's going on here behind the scenes. And so that, I think, is good news. Very, very good news. And we should be hopeful that we get our freedoms and liberties back, if not just temporarily, here in the spring and the summer. And another thing that I think is good news is they have shown their hand. We now know what their plan of attack is. Now we know their strategy, if you will. So we can not only be prepared for it in the future, but as they're executing their strategy during future crises, we'll be able to see the policies that they're implementing for what they really are. And that's a plan to usurp power and control, and not whatever they're stating is the intended objective. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.